أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة فيها متاع لكم والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the ethics of visiting. Certain ethics of our social behavior and our social interaction, and when it comes specifically to the aspect of visiting others, the permission should be sought, and when we do enter the home, how we should enter the home, and if we do not find anyone in the home, what our reaction should be, and also when we are told not to enter, how we should react. When these ayat and these verses were revealed, Sahaba came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the ruling regarding public inns or public motel that travelers would use along the way. This was common in those days that there were inns that were built and little facilities that were built for travelers. And it was for the use of every traveler. And they could use it free of charge. So it was not the right, or the ownership of one specific person. It was for public use and for public welfare. And anyone could enter these places and make use of them. Today we have public places, for example, places that have been built and are meant to serve the broader public society, such as the masjid. The masjid is one such structure. Then you have airports, you have railway stations, you have post offices, you have hospitals, you have schools. What about these places and venues that are meant for the use of the general public? Do you require permission in order to enter these places, every such venue? So they were concerned about this because they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Quraysh. They used certain routes to travel all the way to Syria, to the land of Asham, in order to trade and for business purposes. So what is the ruling now with regards to those public places and venues along the way that they wish to use? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 29 of Surah An-Nur, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ. There is no sin, there is no blame, there is no harm upon you. أَن تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَةٍ فِيهَا مَتَاعٌ لَكُمْ. There is absolutely no harm and no sin upon you if you enter homes that are uninhabited homes. Without permission. So there is an uninhabited venue that is meant for public use. It doesn't mean it's uninhabited and it is the private belonging and the private property of a certain individual, but because it is uninhabited, you can enter it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَةٍ. These houses are uninhabited. فِيهَا مَتَاعٌ لَكُمْ. And you have some rightful benefit in them. Meaning you are entitled to the benefit that place has to offer. You have a right to use it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are allowed to enter such places, and you are allowed to visit such places without the permission of anyone, provided it is uninhabited, it is not in use. There is nobody that is making use of it already. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَبْدُونَ وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all that you expose, all that you reveal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all that you conceal. Now in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of the ethics and the etiquette of the host, or the visitor rather. What are the ethics and what are the etiquette that the visitor, the guest, must show when he comes to visit somebody? Then there are also the right or the etiquette and the ethics that the host must display. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِزَوْرِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّى. Your guest has a right over you. The visitor has certain rights over you. So if there's no reason It is absolutely no reason to disallow the person from entering, or there is absolutely no reason to deny the person entry, then you are not allowed to deny the person entry. You are not allowed to refuse to meet the person. You are not allowed to refuse to speak to the person if there is no valid reason, because then you are going against the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لِزَوْرِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. The visitor has certain rights over you, and your guest has certain rights over you that you must fulfill. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.